Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day after the great day of yesterday when the President of the United States met together with the Speaker of the House and the leaders of the U.S. Senate, leaders of both parties, to try to work out a crisis that is impending. It's impending about 2 weeks from now. It's right away. And it is a fairly dire crisis involving a default by the U.S. government and a potential collapse for our economy. Could this happen? Will this happen? Peter Coy has been writing about it. He has written about business, economics, and finance for many decades, actually, for the leading publications in the field. He writes now for the New York Times. And he has a piece that begins marvelously under the title, Why Debt Chicken is Such a Dangerous Game. And he talks about imagining this meeting that they held at the White House where they should be playing on the sound system, Ella Fitzgerald singing Something's Gotta Give. In this game of chicken, there are four potential outcomes, he writes. Number one, both Biden and McCarthy swerve the last minute, and there's a compromise. Number two, McCarthy alone swerves, and Biden comes out grinning. Number three, Biden alone swerves, and McCarthy comes out grinning. And number four, both of them ignore Ella Fitzgerald, neither swerves, and the federal government defaults on its debts, and many bad things ensue. Okay, first question, Peter. How bad could it get if that fourth outcome is the case?
So, rule number one, never ignore Ella Fitzgerald.
Good,
because,
right.
Yeah, because it could get bad. Now, I wrote another piece after that one that said that Wall Street is desperately trying to minimize the damage that would occur. You know, it's only natural. They certainly don't want a default, but they have to brace themselves the possibility that there will be one. And so imagine that as I wrote in the other piece, that they do a really, really good job of battening down the hatches as you would on a ship that was about to encounter a storm, and that the default is very brief. Well, then the damage would be bad but limited. The problem would be twofold. One is that some of the preparations they make are not successful, and you really don't know how successful they would be because this has never happened before. You know, the trial run would not be a trial run. The trial run would be the real thing. And second, maybe the default would actually last longer. Every hour that it lasts, things get worse and worse. So we have a scenario ranging from a mild brush, which is unfortunate, to some of the disaster scenarios that you've probably heard about, you know, a big recession, depression, the collapse of faith in the dollar, long-lasting damage to the United States state station in the world.
And in terms of people with 401ks, with investments at home, this could also be a very long-standing disaster where there would be a huge collapse, a huge crash, and it would take a while for it to come back, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That again, we don't know how bad this would happen. First of all, Michael, let's say that there's no certainty this will happen. In fact, the likelihood is it will not happen. The likelihood is that one or both will swerve, and there will be some sort of a deal. Now, it's unlikely it's going to be the deal everybody wants that puts this aside for a generation. It could be just a six-month, you know, extension of the debt ceiling. So we'll be going through all this again next winter or fall. But so we're only talking about this fairly remote possibility that there is a default. But it's, I agree with you, it's definitely worth talking about, because if it did happen, it would be quite bad.
And in terms of the figures on inflation yesterday, inflation mm-hmm. cooled last month to its lowest level in nearly 2 years. When will we see back to normal, which people think longingly about, the idea that it still feels as if we're victimized by inflation, even though the rate of inflation is slowing down. Do you see, would a recession basically all of a sudden give us lower prices again?
Yeah, but I don't think we want that, do we?
I hope not,
right. But you know what's funny about inflation is sometimes people who aren't economists don't get it. We could have zero inflation for the next year, no inflation at all, but the prices would stay the same as they are now. They would. Zero inflation doesn't mean the prices go back down. It just means they stop rising. So if the price of something you love, some kind of food or something, went up 25% over the last year, and then suddenly inflation stopped, then it'll stay at that new high level. That's what zero means.
And, again, I mean, part of this involves what people feel, the price of gas at the pump. The price of cars. Haven't cars gone up dramatically?
Cars went up because of the shortage of chips, and that traces back to COVID and other factors. And we keep expecting prices of cars to stabilize now that, you know, the economy is returning to normal. But it's taken much longer than we expected. Used cars and trucks were one of the biggest contributors to inflation in April.
If this happened, the default scenario, where there is no increase in the debt ceiling and actually the U.S. has to default on some of our debt, wouldn't that be, above all, a disaster for Joe Biden? Wouldn't it make that very, very difficult for him to get reelected as president?
Yeah, so what I wrote in my piece that you cited is that Biden, of course, would try to pin the blame on the Republicans. He'd say, all the Republicans had to do, they're in control of the House, all they needed to do was pass a increase in the debt limit, and we would have been fine. And they refused to do that, and so it's their fault. And then McCarthy will turn around and say, no, it's the president's fault, because he refused to bargain with us. And so you'll get a blame game going. And different people will draw different conclusions about who's really to blame, or maybe they'll say everybody's to blame, they'll just be disillusioned. But that's the game that we're going to be seeing playing out, however this turns out.
Well, what's the right approach? If you were advising President Biden, say, what would you tell him to do?
Tell Biden? So I don't do politics. Can't really weigh in on that. I work for the opinion side, so I'm allowed to have some opinions. I think that Biden needs to show to McCarthy that he has a strong alternative to a deal, which is something such as threatening the 14th Amendment to say, look, it's my duty as president not to let the United States default. And so we're going to keep paying the bills, and we're going to keep paying the interest, and we don't care about your debt ceiling. Preserving the sanctity of the U.S. debt is more important.
Wow, which would be a dramatic statement. Let us hope it doesn't come to that. May they reach agreement, and may they actually read your outstanding columns, which are posted for our listeners at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with the latest ramp-up to indictment, is it, for Hunter Biden, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Times, they are reporting that there is a great deal of dissatisfaction among Democrats with Joe Biden and the campaign for 2024, at least as it stands so far. Biden's 2024 campaign has barely got out the gates yet. Biden's even his co-chairs have not had a group discussion, and his team has made little outreach to allies in Congress. The slow start has bemused some supporters who want the president to show more urgency ahead of a potential rematch with Trump. And he just launched his campaign national advisory board, which includes senior Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, who's sometimes mentioned as a potential presidential candidate himself, and Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, who, of course, was a presidential candidate herself. Now, one of the problems with all of that is how much of an issue is Hunter Biden going to be in the election campaign to come? Of course, Joe Biden wants it to be no issue at all, but Representative Nancy Mace, who is a Republican congresswoman from South Carolina, an outstanding rising star, she says this about the ongoing GOP House Oversight Committee probe of Hunter Biden. She was part of a press conference about that probe. Listen.
DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate. We've done the work for them so they can't screw it up now. If these allegations, any of these allegations, are proven true, then someone with the last name Biden needs to be charged, prosecuted, and maybe spend a little time in prison to take to account and responsible for the actions they've taken today. Also, as mentioned by the chairman, I want to thank you. The legislative priorities we have of our committee, this is not a witch hunt. This is not a conspiracy theory.
Okay, it is deeply serious. And this is the chairman of that oversight committee, Jamie Comer of Kentucky, talking about how the Biden family is involved. Listen, clip 8.
The committee is concerned by the complicated, suspicious network of over 20 companies we have identified the Bidens and their associates used to enrich themselves. Most of these companies were limited liability companies formed during Joe Biden's vice presidency. The bank records show the Biden family, their associates, and their companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals and their companies. Some of that money came from a Chinese company and went to Hunter Biden's company. Other transfers occurred with the help of Rob Walker, who then sent it on to different Biden family members. This is not how lawful businesses operate. Chinese nationals affiliated with the Bidens created limited liability companies in the United States and then in a short period of time transferred their interest to a Chinese company that sent money to the Bidens. This is not normal. Hunter Biden and his associates courted business in countries that correlated directly with Joe Biden's work as vice president.
Okay, the crucial thing that they, to the best of my knowledge, have not been able to find definitive evidence on yet is that Joe Biden taking policy positions or in any way actually trying to do the bidding of those Chinese companies, which of course would be criminal and would mean an end to his presidency and an end to his public reputation. This is James Comer again, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, clip 6.
Instead of being honest with the American people, President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it. The White House refuses to correct the president's statements, showing the president is now using the federal government to run interference for his family's and his own role in these schemes.
Okay, and with this press conference, which is certainly the most aggressive attack and substantive attack on Hunter Biden so far, and implicating the president very directly, he talks about an additional relationship with a Romanian business interest. Clip 7, listen.
While Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency. This is a pattern of influence peddling.
Okay, and who is implicated exactly? The list is prodigiously long, and here it is from Representative Jamie Comer of Kentucky. Listen.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Bo Biden's widow, however you wanted to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire from a foreign national or anything like that. So.
Okay, I don't know about the grandchildren, but is this going to be a subject that comes up tonight with President Trump when he's on CNN? I'm sure that President Trump hopes so. There's also a piece that is enormously important. It's in the British press, and I want to call to everyone's attention because it came out in time for the coronation, but it's deeply relevant to a lot of the political idiocy that is going on in the state of California. In California, they're talking about a massive $1 million per person or more payments and reparations for slavery. This is a British take on why it is. There is one argument that can completely obliterate, just blow away, the entire case for slavery reparations. What is that argument and what does it concern? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael MedVed.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt, and President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Border towns are bracing for the worst as we're just one day out from the end of Title 42. It was the COVID-era policy that was used to quickly turn back migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Migrants currently are lining up at the border hoping to cross into the U.S. In the meantime, the White House says the border is secure. New York Congressman George Santos says he's not guilty. He was taken into custody on a 13-count indictment this morning, which was unsealed in a Long Island court. He was released on $500,000 bond. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we have covered in the past and several times, I mean, the idiocy by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which you kind of expect. It's less expected for the state of California and for the California legislature and the special commission that they have convened on the issue of reparations. The entire craziness of slavery reparations in California has sort of made it maybe even too much for Governor Gavin Newsom. The headline today, Governor Gavin Newsom declined to endorse the cash payments, which could reach as high as $1.2 million per person. So a family of five could get, well, you can do the math, that would be $6 million. That's recommended by his reparations task force. But the governor told Fox News that dealing with the legacy of slavery is, quote, about much more than cash payments. Yeah, but you're still not saying no to cash payments. And then the governor said, the Reparations Task Force's independent findings and recommendations are a milestone in our bipartisan effort to advance justice and promote healing. This has been an important process, and we should continue to work as a nation to reconcile our original sin of slavery and to understand how that history has shaped our country, Newsom said in a statement to Fox News Digital. While the Democratic governor applauded the task force's work, he declined to endorse any specific recommendations, though he pledged to continue to advance, quote, systemic changes that ensure an inclusive and equitable future for all Californians. Well, again, this is pathetic because it's not, it's maybe declining to support a particular figure, but he is not declining to support the basic principle, which is that basically white people, just because they're white, regardless of whether they have ancestors who lived in this country, at any time during the slavery era, regardless of whether they were even born in this country, that white people owe black people money. And big money. $1.2 million per person? Okay, now there is a courageous piece that came out in the Spectator UK, which is the British version of the Spectator, the original version of the Spectator. And they say this, the central thesis of slavery reparations is that white majority countries owe money to ethnic minorities as their ancestors may have enslaved others or benefited from a slave system economy. There is a problem with this, though. Ultimately, the great evil of slavery was practiced by all inhabited continents and all races. There will be almost no one alive today in the world, no one, who does not have an ancestral link to the slave trade. This fact collapses the modern-day reparations argument. Take the Afro-Omani slave trader Tipu Tip, and there are pictures of him. He was black, who in 1895 was reported to have 7 plantations and to own 10,000 slaves. He was one of the largest slavers in all of East Africa. Tipu Tip, alongside countless fellow indigenous Africans, would capture slaves in village raids or as prisoners of war, and they would be sold at the African coast to outside traders or fellow Africans within the subcontinent. Tip's own home country, Zanzibar, today it's part of Tanzania, was, although small in size, a large trading empire. In 1859 alone, 19,000 slaves were imported there from the East African coast. Long before the transatlantic slave trade began, slavery was commonplace in many parts of the globe, as Al-Tabari, the Muslim scholar, showed in the mid-9th century, which is about 500 years before they started the African slave trade across the Atlantic. As Al-Tabari, the Muslim scholar, showed in the mid-9th century, the Basra port at Al-Awaz alone had about 15,000 enslaved workers. Even in New Zealand, Maori chiefs enslaved prisoners of war, occasionally going as far as eating them in tribal feasts. The further you go back in history, the longer the list of slavers grows, including everyone from the ancient Egyptians to the Shang dynasty in China. Given that many of the nations now calling for reparations also enslaved and sold others, the reparations argument, when brought to its logical conclusion, would have to demand that descendants of African slavers owe reparations to those who may have been the victims of slavery. Generally, the European powers, with the exception of Portugal, lacked the resources to delve deep into the African continent for slaves. They were instead met at the coast by willing black traders looking to make a profit by selling their fellow man. Though it is undoubtedly true that the rise of the transatlantic trade encouraged the growth of African slavers, this does not excuse those who took part in the trade. Nor did slavery end in Africa when European colonists were removed from the continent. When the Portuguese were forced off the East African coast in 1699 by the Imam of the Omani Empire, he himself owned about 1,700 slaves. It goes on. And it ends with this. During the Age of Abolition that was led by Britain, where they actually used the Royal Navy to interfere with and to end the slave trade, the King of Dahomey, a West African kingdom in modern-day Benin, reportedly protested to a British officer against the British interference with the slave trade in his country. And he said, "The slave trade has been the ruling principle of my people. It is the source of our glory and wealth. Our songs celebrate
our victories, and the mother lulls the child to sleep with notes of triumph over an enemy reduced to slavery. The idea, the fact, undeniable, that slavery was universal blows up the idea of reparations, as they argue. They say, neither should we forget from people from all parts of the world, races and religions took part in what was one of the most horrid systems in human history. In many parts of that world today, slavery is still rife. Rather than trying to create division by blaming people for the sins of ancestors, we should instead come together to try and solve the problems we face today. A powerful piece by Andreas Kureas. And yes, slavery was also the key institution of ancient Greece. His name is Greek. And ancient Rome, and ubiquitous all around the world. Coming up, there is a more reaction to George Santos and the charges against him. And also a movie that's been critically acclaimed that is now streaming, starring Shailene Woodley and Ben Mendelsohn, which we will get to. That and more coming up on The Medved Show. Meanwhile, also a new law just signed by the governor of Washington, a new law about transgender identity. Really? Did we need this? Well, it's deeply controversial, and there's considerable pushback. We will get to that and to more on The Medved Show.
You saw real white trash on display.
Michael Medved.
He dresses like white trash. He really needs a fashion consultant.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
On the Michael Medved show, the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives, which is such a narrowly run thing. I mean, I go back to think about the raising of the debt ceiling with the cutting of spending, the comprehensive bill that Kevin McCarthy got through the House of Representatives. That was a vote of 217 to 215. It was two votes. And that's why every single vote of a Republican member of Congress is precious, including the vote of George Santos. But he's not going to be around for long. I mean, today he was indicted on 13 counts of very serious charges, mail fraud. The most shocking charge was the idea that at a time when he was reporting an income of $120,000 a year, he had also gone off and gotten unemployment benefits and took about $20,000 in illicit unemployment benefits. I mean, come on. And this at a time when he was funding his own campaign. He had loaned $700,000 to his campaign. The irresponsibility with money is extraordinary. And given the fact that George Santos was arrested this morning, he had to come up with $500,000. Yep, $500,000 in bail to get out. And the question is, where'd that money come from? You know, his mother, who died in the terrorist attack of September 11th, at least so he said, his mother doesn't have that kind of money. None of his family associates do. There was a question about the future of George Santos in the House of Representatives, placed to the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and it sounded like this, clip 11.
Does that serve you at all?
Santos was never put on committee, so he won't serve on committee. We'll go through his time trial and we'll find out how the outcome is.
Okay, what he's saying is he's not on a committee, he's not serving on a committee, and he'll go through his time of trial, and we'll find out what the outcome is. He knows what the outcome is likely to be. The outcome, at the very least, is likely to be a resignation from the House of Representatives, if not expulsion, given the severity of these crimes. Who else said so? Mitt Romney was asked by Manu Raju on CNN about the resignation or possible resignation of the Honorable George Santos, Republican of New York. Listen.
He should have resigned a long time ago. He's an embarrassment to our party. He's an embarrassment to the United States Congress.
You know what? I think we could add up that the level of lying here, he's not just an embarrassment to our party and to the U.S. Congress. He's an embarrassment to humanity. He's an embarrassment to humankind. Can you think of someone who is less worthy as a role model? Telling the truth, or at least being in the same ballpark as the truth, has any significance at all. The justification or the desire to justify George Santos, how do people feel? I wonder if there's anyone within reach of my voice right now who actually contributed to his campaign. No, seriously. I mean, if you contributed to his campaign, he raised several million dollars. He got contributions from around the country. How would that make you feel? How would it make you feel, really? And then there's this. Despite massive pushback, protests, and a letter-writing campaign by Washington parents, Governor Jay Inslee of Washington just signed the controversial Senate Bill 5599. Now, what's the problem with this bill? That bill is a new transgender law that removes parents from the health and mental health care decision-making process. The idea is that it's supposed to protect vulnerable at-risk youth. How do you protect vulnerable at-risk youth by substituting the government and government employees for their own parents in terms of supervising their growth, especially when the parents are responsible legally for feeding them and taking care of them? This is the commentary at the time of the signing of this very misbegotten legislation. Listen.
Trans youth and transgender people have become a target for disinformation campaigns and political stunts that portray them as dangerous or degenerate. Here we think it's much more important to have less ideological warfare and more focusing on efforts to help young people through difficult times. In Washington State, we reject the politics of transphobia and fear. We look for ways to help LGBTQ youth remain safe and supported. With this bill, Washington leads the way by taking a more compassionate, developmentally appropriate, and reasoned approach to support these youth as they access gender-affirming treatment and reproductive health care services. Thanks, Senator Elias, and many people who've worked on this thoughtful approach. So let's smile for the camera here for a second.
Smile for the camera and sign the bill. What the bill does is it also creates a situation where treatment centers or schools have no obligation to inform parents that their children are going through, quote, gender affirmation, which means that they're changing their sexual identification or choosing a course of behavior and a medical care that involves permanent changes to the human body. And by the way, for gender affirmation surgery, in most cases, what that gender affirmation surgery involves is the inability to become a parent, because you're taking away the parts of your body that are distinctive to one gender or another. Meanwhile, talking about distinctive and dark, depressing, but actually artfully done in many ways. There's a new movie called To Catch a Killer. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Shailene Woodley plays a Baltimore police officer with a troubled past who combines with a veteran FBI man, Ben Mendelsohn, to identify and arrest a serial murderer on a wild rampage in To Catch a Killer, now playing in select theaters.
We have an Olympic-class marksman running wild.
I don't think he's looking for destruction. I think he's looking for relief.
This guy's on a spiral of destruction. I expect you to slide down after him.
And as you'd expect, the mood of this film is dark, haunting, almost supernaturally grim. But with sympathetic, complex, and highly competent performances by the two leads. It's rated very serious R for multiple scenes of violence, injury, pain, and death. And the atmospheric indulgence sometimes feels like claustrophobia. 2.5 stars for the intriguing but unsatisfying To Catch a Killer. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time on the Medved Show, tomorrow is the day that a lot of people have been dreading in this country, the end of Title 42, when all of a sudden it becomes much more difficult to keep out unauthorized immigrants or to round them up and send them back to where exactly? What is going to change? What is going to happen? How is this all going to work out? And we will also tomorrow be looking at the aftermath, if any, of Trump's town hall. He's doing a town hall in New Hampshire for CNN, where he will be asked questions by Caitlin Collins. Will he walk out? Will it be a love fest between Trump and the fake news? Who knows? We will report fully on everything that happened there. And there's a piece in Reason magazine. It says, 8 reasons why E. Jean Carroll won her sexual abuse and defamation lawsuit against Donald J. Trump. And they say in Reason magazine, it's not hard to see why the jury concluded that the incident she described probably happened. But then why did they decide that the incident of rape that she also described did not happen? Contradictory? We'll get to that and to much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.